Bobby Caldwell. Down for the third time. And I'm sure there's somebody out there in their chalet going down for the third time tonight. At least. We still haven't had a correct entry for the competition. Amazingly enough, still not a correct entry. The message about Chalet 52 is a hoax, apparently. I think that's what they're trying to tell us. And we're just having some results in. Yes, the SDP have taken Croydon North. Oh, no, it's not there. No, it's something else.
Can I do one for Molly and Joanne of the Country Bumpkins, who are still stuck together after a long period from all your friends?
Another public service announcement given to us by those sons of fun showstoppers.
No, it's a pubic service announcement from Showstoppers.
A pair of badly stained jeans have been found behind the bicycle sheds with Mr. Roger Dance. Please collect them from the radio room as soon as possible, as they are starting to walk about on their own, which is more than we said for Roger Dance.
And the Cheltenham, I think that's probably Promenaders, do have a serious problem in 562, and they say tide can shift everything, but they want to see our sheets in the morning.
There's nothing like soiled sheets, is there? I mean, it's sort of, that really doesn't come under our sexual problem, though, does it? Baldwin Park would like to say that Taffy has a sexual problem because he keeps wearing Lady Bougatier T-shirts. I've got news for you. He has no problems whatsoever. That's why he's got their fucking T-shirts.
I've been asked to remind you, of course, that there is a PS. Don't forget, we are still having a party in Chalet 127. Only pussy and dogs. It's the circus again. The circus is back. A round of applause for the circus! And who's stolen the kangaroo?
On the subject of the circus, we are hoping to get an interview with the snake later on. But I think talking of sexual problems, I think it would have been much more interesting, actually, if we'd have had the circus in here tonight about this time. I think things would have come out that didn't come out this afternoon. So sort of inborn things. It's people. I could see the way some of the guys in the audience, you know, it's wonderful. At the glamour of the circus, the smell of the crowd, the roar of the grease paint. I mean, I just saw the way they were lusting after that woman in the circus. I mean, it was quite staggering what was going on. More music to make love to.
I'll take the responsibility for this breakup, 'cause I know I'm a lot responsible for it. But I didn't realize what was happening until it was much too late. I thought I was being a good wife. Since then, there has been times when I've hated myself for not being woman enough to tell you what was really on my mind. Now I realize that was a mistake. A mistake I would like to correct now. Oh, I'm through trying to prove my love to. I'm through, baby, yeah. Oh, man, I'm through. Sometimes I had to give up the right when I knew it was wrong. But I believe I can stand up here today, baby, and face you on my very own. 'Cause one, and I think he understands that I know what it really means, what it really means, what it really means to have a real man. His daily deeds, the things he doesn't say. Says, I'm not trying to take your husband's place, but if I can't help you, I swear I won't stand in your way. Tell him that you are through trying to prove your love to him. Go on, girl, tell the man that you're through right now. Trying to prove your love to him. And I gotta do it, baby. Cause I'm through staying up all night waiting on you to return. I don't think there's a better lesson I have better learned. But you'll find out further on down the road. You see, I let you take my heart. Man, I just can't let you take my soul. It's always happening in so many love affairs. Oh, yes, you're so in love today. Tomorrow, tomorrow, you just don't care. One gets tired, gives up on loving the other. Then the other one go running in the streets, trying, trying, trying to find it in another. Hey, 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 oh, baby, I'm through. Try to prove my love. I don't feel bad about it. In fact, I feel downright good about it. Cause I know I've done the very best I could in this marriage. But I can't stand being around anything or involved in anything when my best isn't good enough. But I know what the problem was. I gave you too much love. I smothered you with love. Therefore, I smothered the love. So that's just as much or even more my mistake is yours. I say yours cause you let me. You loved me cause I was loving, yet turned away cause I had too much love to give. But that's beside the point. You found someone, and I think I'll be happy with the someone I found. So that leaves nothing but the best for both of us. So let us not be upset about it. Cause we had some good times together. We had some loving times together. Let's remember the good times. Do you remember the good times? I remember.
It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June. The sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, 110 in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. A tall alley mate in a red Chevrolet, I needed
when I caught your little eye and I swore it was raining. You were 31, I was 17. I knew nothing about love, you knew everything. But I sat down beside you on the front porch swing, wondering what the coming night would bring. What would it bring? Hey, 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 all along. The sun closed your eyes as it climbed in the sky, and it started to swell.
Jackson from her album Caught Up.
Now is the time to say goodbye, goodbye.
Well, the problems have been coming in while we've been sitting here quietly. I can't make it out. There are about 4,000 people actually crammed into this small room.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to work on a very small radio station where you've got more people in the studio than you've actually got listening? That is the problem we have at the moment. Now, I don't know of any other radio station.
But you know why, don't you? They've all had their bloody radio stolen. They have to come here to listen to it. That's why.
By the way, can you only bring very genuine messages? Because we've had 2,000 very wet males in here are still looking for Chalet 50, where the females were supposed to be. Now, that's a wicked hoax to have young men running around
wicked,
in the rain.
A wicked hoax.
Very
terrible. Getting those little boys' hopes up as they ran around the camp. I mean, it was a wicked thing to do. Right, now we have a whole list of problems here. Here's one, a very interesting one, Robbie, and I think you can help here. I have a very bad problem. Every Friday I get on this, I get this urge to impersonate a DJ. I also have a medical problem, mainly impotence, and I'm also having receding hairline and an inferiority complex about my size. Signed, Dave Brown. Have you any comment to make on that?
I suggest he phones LBC, 353-8111.
Right. Wonderful.
Thank you, Dave, wherever you are, if you're out there. Now, we have another one here. Dear Grez, we have a serious sexual problem. 15 of us came from Bexley Heath with one girl who deserted us to the abortion clinic. At Chalet 335, we now require 15 girls to replace Sharon. I mean, I don't think they had a problem, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a young lady called Sharon who's got a severe sexual problem now. If she was having to look after 15, what are they called? Chad smackers from Bexley Heath.
So if anyone sees a 15-year-old schoolgirl crawling along the gutter on her hands and knees, that's Sharon. Would you take her back, please, to chalet number?
Yes, what was that number again? Sorry, I'm 335. Would you please take
her back?
Now,
it is also interesting, have you noticed, that during this public service that we are providing, courtesy of Showstoppers, that they have all been male problems, which suggests that all the females at Caister
are amazing
very much
you should
together.
Say that, Froggy. No, it is. It's amazing you should say that. What are you... What is this fool doing? Oh, it's got a gay problem. Hang on, we have a gay problem. Hang on, we have a gay problem. Is it gay and light and airy? Good. I wish to know why it takes you longer to come than when you are sober. Oh. All right, yeah. Is that a problem? He has another problem on the other side. Hang on.
Listen, it's your radio program, not mine. I'm just keeping you company.
Where are the pre-clones and the dons at the Star? You happy about that? Good. Okay, right, let's bang through this. Now, we had a winner for the competition. The four tracks were, in fact, Love Unlimited, The Dramatics, Sam Peebles and Randy Crawford. And it was won by Gary Allen from Southwest 17. And he wants a message for Nick Titchener. Has a load of spare 12 inches. If you want white ones, please phone Nick. Oh, I see. Thieving again. Please play da-da-da-da-da-da and da-da-da-da-da-da and da-da-da-da-da-da for Jean, Gary, Carol, Nick, Lisa and Robert on a deserted caravan site. All right, well, I think we can do that for them. Now, we have another problem. Would you like to do that one problem, Doctor? I think you have one there that you could do.
Depends what it says. If it's very disgusting. Our friend in Chalet 232 has a complex about his nose, which is so large that when he is having sexual relations, his lady friends keep putting their... ends with an E and begins with a C. Contraceptive device... on his nose instead of his knee. Yours sincerely, the Eastbourne Earls.
Is there a problem we can solve there?
No, that's perfectly normal behaviour.
Right, I have another one here. I'm a selfish homosexual and my minor problem is that no matter how hard I try, I cannot get my dick into my mouth. Well, I think it's Terry. Terry, I know it must be difficult. I know it must be very hard for you, Terry, at times. But I think with a problem like this, you've just got to try. I'm sure eventually you'll either get your dick longer or your head down lower. But I think it's something. Maybe you could take up yoga or yogurt. I mean, one of the two. You rub yogurt over the end of it. And it might even get long enough so that you can. The yoga also helps. Now, we have an actually very interesting letter here from somebody entitled... whose name, obviously very nervous, very shy, sensitive person, doesn't want us to know exactly who it is, calls himself Friction Burns. And his letter is... And I want to read this letter to you, because I think this letter deserves to be read out. Dear Doctor... Man's obviously a fool. Dear Doctor, you know when you get a girl back to your chalet and you both strip off, and she bends down and goes down on your dick and sucking and nibbling, and you writhe in ecstasy, and she keeps going on until you almost have an orgasm, but she stops just before, and then you get on top of her and you give her a good stiff shagging, always missionary and anal. Well, my problem is I ain't fucking getting any. Well, I must say, Friction Burns, your problem touches me.
You've got such a lovely turn of phrase, Chris.
No, it's the letter. It's a beautifully written letter, and I shall send it to Anna Roben. She likes letters like that. That's her problem. What else have we got here? Chalet362, I have a fetish about having sex with a kangaroo. My problem is I don't know what position I'm supposed to do it in. Do you have any advice there, Doctor, on how to have sex with a kangaroo?
No. You give me all the difficult ones to do.
Ask Froggy, he jumps. Barracking from the floor. You probably couldn't hear that listening to your radio. You probably don't want to hear that. You'd probably much rather get stuck into whatever you're getting stuck into with all this horny music.
Together.
green. Let's stay together. That's for those people that are not wasting their time in the radio room, but are actually at it at this very moment out in the camp somewhere. Now, one of the things that we really seriously have to do is actually get a correct time check, because some comedian's been telling everybody that, you know, about the clocks being wrong and everything else. And, I mean, it's really foolish to get people to not know the real time. I mean, you know, I mean, some idiot in the main hall tonight was telling people to turn their clocks back 2 hours, an hour here. So I really think we should sort that out, don't you?
Right. Well, it's synchronise your watches time, Chris. Would you like to get your watches out, right?
Officially, it is actually 5 minutes to three. But we have to turn our clocks back an hour, which makes it 5 minutes to two. But of course, if that isn't enough for you and you'd like an extra couple of hours in bed tonight, and some of you should, then turn your clock back a couple more hours, because we actually don't give a monkeys. We don't care what time you get up in the morning. And we don't care what time you turn up at the gigs tomorrow, just as long as Vincent gets home in time to see the Borgias on TV tomorrow night. That's all he's worried about. Now, we have a couple more problems. If Froggy is out there, can he quickly solve his sexual problem and get here, because he's supposed to be on at 3 o'clock?
And I've got a mystery record to play before I go.
And there's a message here calling all lonely girls. There is a booze-tasting party in Chalet 87. What a cheap stunt that is. A booze-tasting party. Obviously a cheap stunt to get people to go to 87. What I suggest is all the men dress as women and go there and drink all their booze. Also, could you tell anybody out there, Linda, the girl from Sheffield, will you please report to Mick of Chalet 87 for active duty on the double, please? Now, we've had a number of messages about Linda from Sheffield, and I have to tell you, I don't think you want her to come back just yet. She has a small problem, and she's trying to get it smaller.
That's very subtle for you, actually. Yeah, it's just
all right. Okay. Is there anything you want to say?
No, just you've got one more record to go. I have a mystery record, which is also a prize for anybody that can guess what it is, which comes after the next one Chris is going to play. And this record has been specially brought along by the Medway Missionaries, and it will be played after Chris's last. We just hope we were able to help you through the night.
I hope so too. I hope we've been able to help Martin Collins through the night anyway.
Yeah. And I'd just like to thank Chris for letting me appear on his show.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Hello, I wish to remain anonymous, but my name is Barry. I have a fetish for... Oh, God, no. All right, the last one from me on the Sex at Caister. Hour and a half of music to do it to. Coming up very shortly is Froggy, if we find him. If not, it'll be somebody else. According to our reporter, Froggy's out of his fucking tree. That's what he said, anyway. Couple more last-minute problems here. Somebody is a submarine masturbator. Has to do it in the bath. I don't think there's much we can do for you. I suggest you do it in the shower.
yourself down, girl, and talk to me. Tell me what's on your mind. Don't keep on telling me everything's okay. 'Cause if it was, then you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately, sitting around pouting all day long. Now how in the hell you expect me to understand when I don't even know what's wrong? Let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. For the last 5 nights, honey, when we went to bed, oh, I could tell something just wasn't right. When you turned your back to me and you covered your head, or you didn't even say goodnight. If you're tired, you don't want to be bothered, baby, just say the word and I'll leave you alone. Instead of laying out crying and your eyes out, baby, you and me ought to be getting it on. Let's straighten it up. Let's straighten it out.
Just before we do actually finish off, I've just had one more letter from Friction Burns, who has said that his letter is very touching, and I think it's probably the saddest letter we've had tonight. I think that when people have these kind of problems, it's worth remembering that there are people unfortunate, more unfortunate than ourselves. Not many, but there are a few. The letter starts, "Dear Doctor, you know when you think you're homosexual and you spend your time looking at boys, and then you think you're not, so you go back to girls? Well, I don't know either. And I'm going back to my doll." From Friction Burns. Well, Friction Burns, I know how you feel. And if you really, if things get really bad for you, you can come round and use my doll any time.
The sincerity of this man. By the way, edited highlights of this broadcast will be available on a Showstoppers album, which will also be played on the next Blue Peter.
And everybody on it will get a Blue Peter badge.
We'd like to
get
say,
down, Shep. Get down, Shep.
What's the time? Quick check of the time. It is now.
Well, it's now just gone 3 o'clock, but actually it's just gone 2 o'clock because we're supposed to turn our clocks back. Can you understand that? Now, right. This is serious. The clocks have gone back, so don't come running about here tomorrow about 12 o'clock thinking, oh, it's 12 o'clock, it's 12 o'clock, because it bloody well won't be, all right?
Right. Would you like to run down on things happening tomorrow? Don't forget there's the Al Jarreau video at 11 in Neptunes, which is an Al Jarreau concert. And what
that'll
else
be on about there? 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, something like that anyway.
And if you want a case to a T-shirt, you can order one from reception. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Chris?
No, I'd just like to say that I think Johnny Morris is a wonderful person.
And I think Adrian Webb of Showstoppers is even more wonderful.
I think we've got some of the nicest perverts I've ever met in here tonight. I really think that.
Yeah, thank you for.
I think we should start a club. We should start a club for perverts. Basically, I think there is a need for perverts to meet, to be able to speak freely in a free society, for people to meet and be able to exchange perversions with one another. And I'm sure if Showstoppers can find a way of actually doing a weekender and earning a pound out of it, they will.
Okay, Chris and I would like to say good night to you. And don't forget, lots of good things come on Radio Caister for the rest of the morning, of course, in tomorrow. And I'd like to leave you with the mystery record. If you have a sexual problem, the answer is put it on record. And we have a prize if you recognise this particular sexual problem.
Actually, it's James Hamilton, sorry.
I'm there! That's the last time I ride this bike up here. Oh, it would have been easier to walk.
Hey, get out of the way!